Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. And today, we're taking a look at the issue covering August 27th to September 9th, 2012, with a cover story on the ripple effect from the U.S. drought. The drought has clobbered the growth of corn in North America, driving up prices for food and, more importantly, ethanol. Moving from the Corn Belt of America, we look at Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government is developing new industrial parks for plastics conversion to stimulate investments and create jobs. But the parks are not being created fast enough to keep up with industry demand. As a result, plastics conversion will be expanded beyond the main hubs of Dammam, Jeddah, and Riyadh. Then the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business examines polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, in Asia, where the housing slowdown clouds China's PVC. Demand growth for polyvinyl chloride has slowed from breakneck levels in 2010, and the outlook is uncertain given the housing sector's troubles. Meanwhile, derivatives demand is expected to grow in China. Demand for benzene in China is expected to reach close to 1 million metric tons in 2015 on the back of high consumption from downstream sectors, an industry executive said. As we delve deeper into the current issue's regularly scheduled columns, we find that European polymer buyers are nervous. The few European polyethylene and polypropylene buyers who are not on holiday are beginning to get nervous over what might happen to prices in September as naphtha remains firm. Polyethylene and polypropylene prices are going through an unprecedented period of volatility, prompted by a turnaround in upstream markets that has added pressure to producers' costs. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Back in the U.S., global nylon producer Invista is looking to develop bio-based chemicals, including 1,3-butadiene, as alternatives to petrochemical-based nylon feedstock. Invista recently announced its partnership with U.S. biotechnology firm LanzaTech to develop and manufacture bio-based butadiene using carbon monoxide for feedstock. In the longer term, the companies also plan to develop a single process that will enable the production of butadiene directly using gas fermentation technology. Then in India, refining and petrochemical major Reliance Industries has launched an ambitious plan that could only be described as mega. After years of planning, Reliance Industries is now rapidly implementing a $12 billion investment program aimed at improving refining margins and boosting petrochemical volumes. The bulk of the money will be invested at Jamnagar, Gujarat, on the west coast of India, where Reliance operates two complex refineries with a total crude processing capacity of 1.24 million barrels a day. The key projects at this site are a massive pet coke gasification unit and a cracker that will use refinery off-gas as feedstock. Nearly $4 billion will be spent on the pet coke gasification unit, said to be one of the largest in the world. The plant is expected to be up and running by 2015. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business, the premier guide to the ins and outs of the chemical industry. Subscribe today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.